I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, a four-time NBA All-Star finally finds peace behind the counter at Starbucks. But right now, it's time for my conversation with Charlie Pierce about the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
On Tuesday night, a trade further energized an already lively NBA offseason. The Cleveland Cavaliers get Isaiah Thomas, several other players, and a draft pick, and the Boston Celtics get Kyrie Irving. Do we see Thomas scoring 52 against the Celts on opening night, or does Kyrie Irving torch the Cavaliers?
I don't know. I think you're going to see Isaiah Thomas try to get 52 against the Celtics on opening night. I'm fairly sure of that. Obviously, it was a gigantic deal. A lot of people's opinion of this trade depends vitally on how good you think the Brooklyn Nets are going to be next year.
Because
there's a draft pick there that could be valuable or could be meh. I think it's a wash, really. The one thing that makes me nervous for the Celtics is that they've lost a lot of their best defensive players in the offseason. On the other hand, you got to remember, and I think a lot of people forget this, Kyrie Irving's only 25 years old.
Yes, exactly.
And they've got him on a pretty decent deal for a guy of his caliber. So I'm saying it's a wash.
The Dodgers are enjoying a terrific season, Charlie, except for pitcher Rich Hill on Wednesday night. Hill had a no-hitter going through 9 innings, which is generally enough, but his team hadn't scored any runs either. Still, you have to give Hill credit for blaming himself rather than his teammates for what happened in the 10th inning.
Yeah,
right?
He gave up a home run and lost the game. Yeah, this is one of those things. I mean, this is just, you know, there's the legendary Harvey Haddix game.
Absolutely.
There's the Galarraga game, which was lost on a bad call. You know, Rich Hill's been a real effective professional pitcher for a long time. I hope he can enjoy the memory of the first 8.5 innings, though.
August is almost over. Are you ready to predict who's going to make baseball's postseason and beyond that, which team will succeed the Chicago Cubs as champion? And wait, I don't really care about your prediction. I just wanted to say Chicago Cubs and champion in the same sentence
one more time. I actually like the Astros. I think the Astros can do some damage. Their pitching's a little bit weaker. They got to get through the Indians, who are probably the best team in the American League. The Red Sox continue to be extremely weird. Pretty clearly better than every team in their division, but, you know, incredibly up and down, you know, wheeling and dealing still. I like the Astros. You want an outside pick? I will pick the Astros to win the World Series.
Jets fans have reason to rejoice, I guess. This week, Coach Todd Bowles announced, and I'm quoting, "We're not going to be a terrible team." I know it's the Jets, but was that really the best he could do?
First of all, he's wrong, okay? That's the worst part of the thing. They are going to be a terrible team.
Oh, dear.
But I don't think it's very reassuring for Jets fans. The best the coach can do before the first game of the year is, we're really not going to be terrible.
It would only have been better if he said, we're not going to be a terrible team. Get your tickets now.
That's right. Yeah.
ESPN made a noteworthy staffing decision this week. They pulled an announcer by the name of Robert Lee from the University of Virginia home opener and assigned him to another game instead. ESPN said they were worried about Mr. Lee's safety. Others say their reasoning is silly. What about you?
Their reasoning is silly.
I agree.
I mean, I'm not going to make a big political thing out of it because, you know, major media corporation makes questionable personnel move is not a scoop.
It's not big news.
It's not a scoop,
right.
No. But apparently they did it because they were afraid that evil people on the intertubes were going to make fun of them, which is really a stupid reason to do anything, as I've learned.
We don't often talk about the sport of swimming, but I think what professional swimmer Fernando Alvarez did this week demands attention. He asked the officials at the World Championships to observe a minute of silence to honor the victims of the terrorist attack in Barcelona. They said no, so Fernando Alvarez paid his respects all by himself.
He stayed on the starting blocks
exactly.
For a minute before he dove in. I have never seen a gesture quite like that before.
And extraordinary.
It's really wonderful. And it's probably the best thing to happen to Barcelona sports this week, as you were about to bring that up.
Earlier this summer, speaking of Barcelona sports, Neymar, the talented and accomplished soccer player from Brazil, left FC Barcelona to play for Paris Saint-Germain. This is good for fans of Paris Saint-Germain. It's even better for lots and lots and lots of lawyers, as I understand it.
Barcelona is suing Neymar for breach of contract. They're not going to pay him his 26 million euros in bonus payments he was supposed to get this summer. It's a mess. And this is a franchise that generally doesn't have messes like
that. And he's suing them back.
And he's suing them back,
right.
Exactly.
Plenty of lawyers
and
involved.
And here we go. Just when you think, you know what this controversy needs? The involvement of FIFA. Neymar has reported Barcelona to FIFA over the unpaid renewal bonus he was due this summer. FIFA, I'm sure, is figuring out how to get a piece of that bonus. That football team over there is swindling me.
Right, right.
Let me bring in better swindlers.
Yeah, they did have a guy who was known as Mr. 10%. Yes. So, yeah. And finally, Charlie, 53-year-old author Malcolm Gladwell, famous for lots of things that he's written and said, is apparently not satisfied with that. He wants to challenge LeBron James to a race, and he has proposed a mile as an appropriate distance. You want to make some odds? Give me a line on this if it happens?
I mean, I'm an educated man, Bill, but I don't know Malcolm Gladwell's athletic ability, so I'm not going to make any predictions.
He claims to have run a five-minute mile at some point.
When, though? I mean, he's 53.
That's
did he run it last week?
Couldn't tell you.
But, I mean, if you could arrange this for charity, I'm not entirely sure LeBron James wouldn't do it.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time, and, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.